You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week of Understanding Spirit. I hope you're all doing really well. I will get into, if you're new to the show, I do a three-card pull for the collective every week, and you can take a moment to see whether you're drawn to card one, card two, or card three. Remember, it's a collective reading, so kind of like whatever the message that I give, you see where you can fit it in your life that it needs the most guidance at this point in time. If the message doesn't make sense to you, but it makes sense to somebody else, maybe you're just meant to pass it on. Otherwise, just kind of like hang on to it. It might be an answer that you need, you know, whether it's in a couple of days, weeks, months, just see how you go. Remember, it's a collective, so I try to give as much information as I can to be as specific as I can in a short amount of time. Okay, so if you are drawn to card one, we have this card here, which is nature. All right, now with this card, it did come out upside down when I flipped it, and I always do the cards before the show just for the purpose of time. I'm very limited for time, so if it's like one less thing that I can do, so that's why they're all chosen beforehand. All right, now if you have picked number one and it has come, like it's come out upside down, I feel like with some of you, you may be constantly connecting spiritually and you may need to go outside and ground yourselves. Some of you, you might be not connecting very well with your intuition, because a lot of people, once they start getting, a bit of a taste of their abilities, they want to keep going and getting more and more and more. But, you know, you can't just live up here, you know, spiritually. You know, you have to ground yourself. You have to also be in touch with your human side and everything that you need to do with life. You can't constantly be asking spirit for answers about absolutely everything, okay? So I do feel like you do need to listen to your intuition. You've got to trust your instincts. Maybe the grounding will help you with that. I do feel like there is issues here that need to be resolved for some people. I'm also getting there needs to be some rest here for some of you, whether it's physically, mentally, even spiritual rest. Like I mentioned, I'm hearing you need to unwind. So see how that resonates for you. If you want to go outside and ground yourself barefoot on grass, I know some of you, it's winter, so that may be a little bit hard. But, you know, that's actually the best way. Okay, if you were drawn to card two, it's this one here that has hands written on it. I know some of you are just listening to the show, so if you want to watch the video, you'll be able to see the card. All right. I feel with this one, this is, I'm getting very, even though it's got like a lot of things on here, like tools, apprenticeship work, stuff like that, I'm also getting hands-on healing here. So some of you may be healers and you might be wondering whether that's a path you want to go down, so whether it's Reiki or any other healing modality. So maybe look into that. I feel like you've got to make stronger connections here spiritually, and sort of like have more faith in your abilities and trust your inner guidance as well. I am also being told you need to practice some patience at this given time as well. There will be, I feel like, an awakening, a shift. There'll be some kind of discovery within your self, and it could be about what you need to choose. It could be, this could be work related. It could be a hobby. So just see how that resonates with you. If you are tuned into card three, it's this one here, which has time on it. All right, with this card, there's a lot of stuff with this card. It can be releasing things from the past, letting go, healing yourself, allowing yourself to heal, growing, and as you're moving on from things. I do feel like with some of you, you need to practice, it's time to practice some self-care, looking after yourself, but it's also like, you know, finding yourself worth and self-respect as well. And also I'm getting, you know, some of you might need to create some boundaries. There is also forgiveness coming up with this. It's part of the healing journey. It's releasing, having compassion for other people, and being told place yourself in somebody else's situation to have a better understanding for what's going on with them. Okay, I hope that has helped. Now I have Natalie on the line. Natalie, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How can I help you today?
Basically, my question would probably be career path.
So what was that? Your husband what?
My question would probably be like career.
Sorry, I'm not hearing you very clearly. Are you saying about your career?
Yeah, like that's what I would have questions about.
Okay, all right, lovely. Is there anything specific you want to know about that? I'm getting that you need to make decisions, and I feel like you're in the balance with all of this. Does that make sense for you?
Kind of.
Yeah? Okay. I feel like I feel like you have to either look at whether it's studying something else, whether it's adding to your skills. There is more work that you need to learn around like your career. I do feel you may. Are you working at the moment? Because I'm seeing a change in jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. Spirit is saying upskill. All right. I do feel like there is the financial side is important for you. It's not just the work, and that's why they're saying upskill and establish something for yourself. They're also talking like even potentially having your own business down the track. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah.
Okay. They're saying you need to trust your intuition at this moment. I am getting that it's not exactly the right time to, you can think about it and you can sort of like have checklists, what you want to do, what you don't want to do, but I don't feel like it's the right time to you to go ahead with anything like right now. I am seeing the Knight of Wands in my third eye, and the Knight of Wands can, it represents, you know, like hastiness. So don't be too hasty in your decisions. However, that whatever comes up, you are perfectly capable of controlling it and dealing with it. So I feel like, you know, all these new, there's new beginnings, there's choices along with in decisions along with opportunities. But whatever sense of helplessness or hopelessness that you've had in the past around this, I feel like that's all going to change. There is, but you are going to change as well. It's not just what you do with work. I feel like you're growing out of things, or you've grown out of things. It's not, you're moving into being a different person and wanting different things for yourself. And Spirit, like, don't feel like there's any despair or anything around this, because there is definitely movement. And with your movement, as you move forward, there is strength even when there's only little changes, they're saying. Does that make sense for you?
Yes.
Okay. There is going to be improvement in your finances, as saying, and any hardships that you've had along the way, whether they were big or small, Spirit is saying they're all coming to an end now, okay? It's like they're showing me, like, you're walking and it's like you're nearly at a corner, like turning the corner, but you're not quite there yet, okay? They keep going on about balancing between where you're at and what you want, and they're saying, look and see what you need to do to move forward in the direction that you want to go. I'm seeing, like I said before, I'm seeing you studying something. I feel like this is, you can do this online, like part-time or something. And they're also saying to me to tell you to spend a bit more time with yourself, and thinking your own thoughts about this. So if people are kind of like giving you their opinion on what you can do, you have to, they're saying, just, it's okay to listen to everybody, but take all their advice and then just trust your intuition and what makes sense for you. But Spirit are behind you in what you want to do, and but this is part of the process for you. It's an opportunity for you to tune into Spirit to get a better connection with them. Okay. I just want to ask you something. Is you wanting to get pregnant, or is somebody around you pregnant or wanting to get pregnant? Because I keep seeing babies.
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. All right. Well, just keep it in mind, because I could also see an elderly lady in Spirit, and she's showing me a baby in a womb, and she's also showing me like morning sickness, coughing. No, coughing doesn't have to do with pregnancy, but the person may have a cough during their pregnancy. So just keep that in mind. She's also showing me a celebration and a birthday cake. Is somebody's birthday coming up? If you can't remember off the top.
Not for a while. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a celebration coming up. So just keep that in mind. You may get invited somewhere unexpectedly. So just keep that in mind. She's also come in to say to you, you know, to just kind of like calm down. You know, everything will be okay and work out for you as well, Natalie. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, honey. Good luck with everything.